Mr. Kubish praised the achievements of the Afghan government and Afghan society during the current period of transition. He said the year he has spent in Afghanistan has been both a challenge and a privilege. Mr. Kubish found the international media's relentless depiction of Afghanistan, almost solely as a place of conflict and terror, disconcerting.
In my travel around 22 provinces this past year, I have seen girls and boys getting an education unthinkable a decade ago, bustling in industrious towns and villages, and slowly but increasingly capable government institutions with Afghans determined to take their destiny into their hands.
Yet he warned that violence and human rights violations continue to mar the improving environment.
Civilians overall are bearing the heaviest burden of the conflict. And as reported also in the report of the Secretary General, it's the insurgency that is behind the majority of the cases. The Taliban leadership has reacted strongly to our assessments on civilian casualties. We stand by our verification systems and international legal definitions of civilians.
The special representative said any transition is, by definition, a delicate period. Certainty and sustained partnership with Afghanistan is what's required now to ensure that the Afghan people have the confidence to focus on building a better future.
Sound and representative governance is central to the concept of transition and underpins sustainability. This includes a credible and widely accepted constitutional transfer of power with the 2014 presidential election. The Independent Election Commission has now named the date, the 5th of April, 2014.
Ambassador Zahir Tanin of Afghanistan told the Council that the elections, to be held in less than 2 years, will mark a new chapter in Afghanistan.
With the elections and the end of the military phase of international support, a new chapter in Afghanistan is folding, one characterized by sovereignty, self-reliance, and normalization of the situation. The preparation underway are Afghan-led and Afghan-managed. The international community is assisting us in this important elections.
The United Kingdom announced that it will withdraw close to 4,000 troops by the end of next year, while another 5,000 will stay until 2014. The United States of America, which currently has some 60,000 troops in the country, is expected to withdraw combat forces by the end of 2014. Jerry Adams, United Nations.